Good afternoon.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Blair from Conversations with Blair. Today's topic is respect. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Something that we seem to have lost. Aretha Franklin sang about it, and people used to know what the word meant. Today, we need to talk about respect because we don't have it for each other, we don't have it for ourselves, and we don't have it for the planet. If you would like to discuss this topic with me, please call me at 646-929-0789. Respect begins with the individual. I respect you. I would love to hear your comments and would appreciate knowing your input. If you have suggestions as to how we can restore respect in our universe, give me a call. If not, I will continue to prattle on as I usually do. But respect is something that needs to be taught at home. If it's not being taught at home, then I guess the responsibility falls to our teachers. However, respect has to be done every day in every way. We have to respect the money that we have. What money we have to understand that it's a tool to be used to improve our lot. We need to respect that and not use it just on any old thing that we have a whim for. Just give yourself the time to understand that if you're going to spend money, you have to do it in a respectful way. Food is a necessity. Buying the next toy is not a necessity. And believe it or not, adults have toys too. We just call them equipment or tools to assist us. But they're toys nonetheless, and they're an expense that we may not need and cannot afford and should otherwise respect ourselves and understand that the money that we have is all that we have, and we need to use it wisely. Respect also comes in taking care of our bodies, not loading up on sugar. We have a holiday upon us, Easter, and it's fun. It's just one day a year, and kids really love to have their Easter egg baskets and their candy, and we all understand that, okay? The problem happens when we don't respect our bodies and we continue to eat like that day in and day out. A lot of processed foods have too much sugar, too much salt, maybe too much anything. So we need to eat fresh fruits and vegetables so that we respect our bodies and so that they function better and so that we don't need to go to the doctor as often. I am an older person and am now reaping the results of not eating a healthy lifestyle, leading a healthy lifestyle and respecting my body. So now I have to be very careful what I eat and make sure that it is nourishing my body and maybe reversing some of the damage that I've done to myself. You don't want to get down to that road. You just don't want to go down that road. Anyway, fresh air, walking every day, running every day, play outside. And hopefully we have not disrespected our environment where we have so much pollution that it's unhealthy for the kids to be outside or the animals to be outside. We have to respect everything. Respect is such a little word, you know, it's such a little word, but it means so much and it can affect every part of your life. We don't have to go to war if we respect each other's beliefs and don't try to muscle our beliefs onto somebody else, you know. we need to respect other people's religions and other people's beliefs. Now, if those beliefs then become hostile to our beliefs, we must protect ourselves. That's a given. Okay? You can't just roll over and play dead and pretend like this will go away. It doesn't. But respect means respecting every part of our living being and every part of our nation, and you know, everything that we have is based on respect. We respect each other's currency and we value it accordingly. It has purchasing power because we respect each other's abilities. We have to understand that respect affects every portion of our lives. We need to know that the other person we're talking to is listening. That's a sign of respect. If you would like to share your opinions, please give me a call at 646-929-0789. Again, that number is 646-929-0789. We have a country that is based on a constitution. The constitution was drafted by the early settlers here in the United States, and they came from an oppressive government. So they decided to make a government that was of the people, by the people, and for the people. That was a government of respect. Now our government has decided that we can't manage ourselves, so they must dictate how and when we do certain things. Okay, I can understand having a government to tax the people, to help the government run. But I do not understand a government that taxes the people to the point that they can't survive, and to support programs that are what they used to call pork barrel, where they have no real value, but somebody's making money off of it. In order to be what we were intended to be, people have to participate in the government. And they have to stand up and be counted and say, no, you can't legislate how I live my life. Okay? Yes, you can levy taxes. Yes, we can have elections on certain days. And yes, we have the right to participate in the legislative process. Okay? These are all basic tenets of respect. Again, a government that is of the people, by the people, and for the people. If you'd like to participate in this conversation, because right now I feel like I'm just, what is the word? I'm just talking. But if you'd like to participate so we can have a conversation, please give me a call at 646-929-0789. We need to respect the farmer because they are going through rough times. Farmers have always had it tough. You know, they're at the whim of the weather, and you know, they have other responsibilities. And you know, we need to respect that the food we've got in the grocery stores, you know, is a product of a farmer's hard work. So far, we haven't figured out a way to just produce produce from snapping our fingers, okay? We have to plant the seeds, harvest the crops, and protect them while they're growing. That means from animals and from insects. You know, the farmer deserves a lot of respect. They put a lot of hard effort into their products. Now we import a lot of products from overseas. I don't know the effect on the farmer here in the United States, but I know that, you know, we still have to respect the farmer, whether he's here or overseas. Their efforts bring the food to our tables, and we enjoy the blessings of those efforts. Here again, it's a sign of respect. People used to say prayers over their meals in a, you know, to thank the Lord for giving us our daily bread, you know. But he gave us the farmers who plant the seeds, protect the harvest, and then harvest the fruits of their labors. Respect is something that we need to practice every day in saying please and thank you. If somebody opens a door, say thank you. If you need help, you say, please, would you help me? There's no shame in asking for help. And I'm sure that the person on the other side will be appreciative if you say thank you. These are little bitty signs of respect, and we need to teach our children on a daily basis. We also need to offer assistance even if somebody doesn't ask for it, because they may be struggling. Now, I'm not talking about homeless people or people that are, you know, are using drugs and are not wanting to take responsibility for themselves. They disrespect themselves already, okay? They have to fix themselves. We can't fix their lives for them. We can respect their efforts. Again, if you would like to participate or just have a listen to my program today, you can call in at any time and pull today's program up in the archives. I hope that you have appreciated today's message and will continue to listen. Thank you very much for your time. Hey.